Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today, we'll continue in our study to investigate the rest of the story of Prophet Moses, as we will be looking at what is written in Quran chapter 7, beginning from verse 148. For there we read, "And Moses' people took after him from their ornaments a calf, a body which gave a mooing sound. Did they not see that it could not speak to them, nor guide them away? They took it, and they were unjust. And when it fell in their hands, and they saw that they had gone astray, they said, 'If our Lord will not have mercy on us and forgive us, we will surely be of the losers.'" Once again, when you read the words of Allah in the Quran, you could not figure out what in the world Muhammad is talking about. Why? Because of the missing information in his story. For example, according to the Quran, after Moses, his people took from their ornament a calf. Well, how can you take a calf out of ornaments? Literally, you can just grab ornaments and somehow calf come out of it. But notice what Muhammad said in the Quran, that calf gave a mooing sound. Well, that's not just a normal statue. To me, that is a great miracle. But then Muhammad is asking a question, that did they not see that it could not speak to them? Excuse me, you just told me that calf, which was made out of ornaments, made a mooing sound. How is the cow supposed to talk? Of course, the cow will talk by making the mooing sound. Oh, that is how cows always talk from the days of creation until today. But then we move. Somehow, it fell in their hands. How did the cow fall in their hands? And then they discovered that they are gone astray. And then we have this strange prayers of all the people of Moses when they said, "If our Lord will not have mercy on us and forgive us, we will surely be of the losers." Do we read any of these words of this wonderful prayer somewhere in the Torah? Of course not. But let's move on a little bit more by examining that which is written in Quran chapter 20, beginning from verse 85, to see how Muhammad rewrote the story once again in the Quran with a little bit more information. For there we read the following. He said, that is Allah speaking to Moses, "So surely indeed we seduced your people after you, and the Samiri led them astray. So Moses returned to his people, wrathful, sorrowful. He said, 'Oh my people, did not your Lord promise you a good promise? Was the covenant so long to you, or you desired that wrath from your Lord should fall on you so that you broke your promise to me?' They said, 'We did not break your promise by our choice, but we carry loads of the people's trinkets, so we threw them. So likewise, the Samaritans threw. So this gave force, a calf, to them, a body which had a mooing sound. So they said, this is your God and the God of Moses.' So he forgot." Once again, when you read that passage, like the rest of the Quran, you will get a little bit lost because you do not know what Muhammad is talking about. But if you investigate what Allah is telling us here, you find the problem was not actually in the children of Israel, Moses' people. The problem was in Allah, the God of Muhammad. Listen what we have read in the first verse. That is Quran chapter 20, verse 85. Allah himself is saying, so surely indeed we seduced your people after you. Do you understand what's going on here? Moses went up to the mountain to speak to Allah. After Allah took Moses to the top of the mountain, he tricked his people. So Allah, according to the Quran, did his evil act. What did Allah do? He actually seduced Moses' people. How did he seduce them? He led them astray. And how did he lead them astray? He used the Samaritan. The Samaritan? Yes, indeed. In Moses' days, no problem. Anything goes in Islam. Even though when we know the true history of the Bible, we will know that there was not any Samaria, and the city of Samaritan did not exist in Moses' days, but actually hundreds of years later. That is when some of the Jewish people mixed their blood with some Gentiles, producing those whom we call the Samaritan. But somehow, Muhammad made an error, or we can say Allah or Jibreel or whoever wrote these verses, by introducing to us in Moses' days, while he is on the top of the mountain, Samaritan people existed. How did the Samaritan lead Moses' people astray? Hear what Allah said in the Quran. Moses became angry. Moses became sorrowful. That is when he returned to his people. On who? On his people. Wait a minute. Why wasn't Moses mad at Allah, the one who seduced and led his people astray? No. He is mad at his people. And he said what? Oh, my people, didn't your Lord promise you a good promise? Excuse me. What good promise of that Lord when he actually seduced and led the Jewish people astray? This does not make any sense. The Jewish people were betrayed by Allah, and now Moses is mad at them. Sadly, Moses did not acknowledge that the problem is in Allah, not in his people. And here is the answer of his people. They said, we did not break your promise by our choice. Yes, indeed. It was not their choice. It was Allah's choice. If Allah chose for them to sin, who do you think they are? They cannot stop the deception. They cannot stop the seduction. They cannot stop the betrayal of Allah to them. But they themselves did not defend themselves right, because now they throw the blame on somebody else, not Allah, the God of Muhammad, the God of Moses in the Quran. For they continue to say, but we carry loads of the people's trinkets. Now we ask the question, what people are they talking about? And how did they get the people trinkets? Oh, you have to understand. You have to go back to Exodus account, because Muhammad forgot, or we can say Allah and Jibreel forgot to tell Muhammad a very important promise God gave to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, which was fulfilled as the children of Israel were leaving Egypt to the promised land. They actually took the gold and the silver, that is the trinkets of the Egyptian ladies who gave them to the Hebrew ladies when they left Egypt on their way to the promised land. How can Muslims understand the Quran without going back to the Bible about almost every story Muhammad copied from the biblical account into his empty pages of the Quran? I do not know. But anyway, so they told Moses, they carried the gold and the silver, which they took from the Egyptian people, and they threw them. He throws them where? He throws them in the air? He throws them in the ground? What is Muhammad talking about? Let's continue. So likewise, the Samaritan threw. Wait a minute. Where did the Samaritan throw these wonderful gold and silvers, which they carried from my ancestors, the Egyptian people? It is empty talk. You could not understand that. We have to go back to the Exodus account so we can read exactly what really did happen in the life of the children of Israel when they made that calf. But we continue to read in verse 88. So this gave force a calf to them. You mean when this throws his gold and the Samaritan throws his gold, somehow a calf came out of that place where you throw the gold? Yes, indeed. But you could not understand that by simply reading the Quran. We must go back to the Bible to figure out What in the world was Muhammad talking about? But once again, here we see the miracle of all miracles. Because it says what? A body which had a mooing sound. Once again, that is not just any calf. This is not just a simple cow. That is a miraculous cow. Because it can actually do the mooing sound of the cow. And then we read, so they said, this is your God and the God of Moses. So he forgot. Now, who are those who said that? This is your God and the God of Moses. We do not know who's talking here. And then we read, so he forgot. Who is he who forgot? Once again, we do not know. That is the beauty of the verses of the Quran. You read and you have no idea who is talking.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Let's move on to one more important portion of that study to learn about how in the world that Samaritan was able to make that calf and why that calf was making the mooing sound. And that is what we read in verses 95 and 96 of Quran chapter 20. For there we read, he said, that is Moses. So, what is the affair with you, O Samaritan? When in reality, there was no Samaritan that existed in Moses' day. He said, that is a Samaritan. I saw what they have not seen. So I took a handful of the dust from the path of the messenger. So I made it, and likewise, my soul prompted me to do. Now, do you know what in the world this Samaritan is saying? Of course not. You need to go to the Muslim scholars, those who love to fabricate answers for every sentence is written in the Quran to help gullible Muslims to believe in the Quran. In verse 97, we read, he said, that is Moses speaking to the Samaritan, so be gone. So surely to you in this life that you say no touch. And surely you will have a promise that you will not break. And look at your God, who you continue worshiping. Surely we will burn him. Then we will blast it into the sea, blasting. Once again, the information is given here is false. Because when we go to the biblical account, you will discover that Moses made the children of Israel to drink that golden calf by grinding it and mixing it with water. And that is what is written in the book of Exodus chapter 32 and verse 20. Now let us look at a little bit more of what I call Muslim fabrication to understand what Muhammad wrote in his Quran. So let us begin by asking the question, who is that Samaritan? Muslim scholars give us different opinions. For example, they said he was one of the great leaders of the children of Israel from a tribe is called the Samaritan. Now we know for sure that those so-called Muslim scholars are just simply dummers. Why? Because from the Bible we know that Jacob had 12 sons, and these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and not one of them is called the Samaritan. And obviously we already said there was no Samaritan, not in Moses' days, nor even for hundreds of years after Moses. But Muslim scholars also said it was said he was one of the Egyptians. He was actually neighbor to Moses, and he believed in Moses, meaning he became a Jew, or as Muslims claim, he became a Muslim believer in Moses. Then Muslim scholars made up another interpretation about that Samaritan, as he stated that he belongs to a people who worshipped cows. Now let us ask the question, how did the Samaritan make that calf? And how did the cow make the mooing sound? Here is what Muslim scholars told us, which is the best interpretation they come up with for Quran chapter 20 verse 96. That Samaritan saw Angel Jibreel riding on his horse. So he followed the horse of Jibreel. He collected the dust from the footprints from the hoof of the horse of Angel Jibreel. Then he put the dust in the mouth of the calf, which he made out of gold. That is how the calf was able to make the mooing sound. Now, Muslim scholars disagree about how many times that this calf made the mooing sound. Some said that the calf made the mooing sound one time. Others said many times, and every time the Jewish people heard the sound of the mooing of the cow, they all fell prostrated and worshiped that calf. And they never lift up their head from the bowing until the sound of the mooing of the calf stopped. By the way, there is a story written in a Jewish book titled Tarjum Jonathan, son of Aziah, which have almost the same story which Muhammad copied here in the Quran. But instead that the Samaritan put the dust inside the golden calf, actually there was a man, his name Yehuda Asma'il, used to hide inside the cave, and he is the one who used to make the mooing sound of the cow. And if he asked, how did the Samaritan know that that person who was riding on that horse was Jibreel? And how could he see him? But not anybody else was able to see him. The answer is very simple. You see, when the Samaritan was born, his mother birthed him in the year which Pharaoh was killing the sons of the children of Israel. So his mother put him in a cave because she was so afraid for his life that he maybe will be killed with the other little boys of the children of Israel. That's why Allah sent to him Angel Jibreel. So Angel Jibreel raised that boy up. So may Allah use him later to establish his will, which is bring the sedition to the children of Israel. That is how Allah tempted all the children of Israel, using that boy who grew up to be a man who is now known to Muslim scholars as the Samaritan. He made the calf because that's why he was born. Allah created that boy, saved that boy, raised that boy with Angel Jibreel for one purpose and one purpose only, which is to lead the children of Israel to worship the golden calf. What a wicked interpretation, which fit perfectly with the purpose of Allah, Satan, whom Muhammad came to worship and lead all these billions of Muslims to worship. What an evil God and what an evil prophet. This is exactly, my dear friends, what Muslims believe. No sin we will ever commit unless Allah wants us to commit it. And even if you try your best not to sin against Allah, it is written and it is done. That is how Muslims believe about their God. Now, there are plenty of errors in this passage which we cover today. Quickly, I will share with you. First of all, the calf which Aaron made, not the Samaritan. We are talking about Aaron, that is Moses' brother, did not make a mooing sound. And don't forget, the true God of the Bible will not help people to commit the sin of shirk, which is to worship others beside him. As we read here in the words of Allah in the Quran and the interpretation of Muslim scholars, the Samaritan never existed in Moses' day. Do you really believe that Angel Jibreel ride a horse? Does he really need a horse to move from one place to another? That is a foolish error by Allah in the Quran and by Muslim scholars. Don't forget, when you go to the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 1 to 35, you read the true biblical account. Moses did not drag his brother from his head, as we read in Quran chapter 7 and verse 150. For there we read, and Moses seized his brother by the head and dragged him to himself. He, that is Aaron, said to Moses, son of my mother, surely the people weakened me and had almost killed me. Therefore, do not make the enemy rejoice at me, and do not place me with the unjust people. This is a great internal evidence in the Quran that it was actually Aaron who made the calf, not some Samaritan who did not exist in the days of Moses. But once again, we encourage you to go to the book of Exodus, chapter 32, and read the true biblical account of what really happened in the life of the children of Israel in Moses' life. And continuing our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.